Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Floink here. Calls for Canberra to do more to curb the New South Wales road toll. The Australian Automobile Association say it's up by more than 30% on last year with 364 deaths to March. They want more federal roads money and for detailed data on fatal crashes to be released by Canberra to help tackle the problem. The Dora Creek community is rallying around a family of six who lost their home in a fire last week. Local footy club South Lakes Roosters have started a GoFundMe page to help them get back on their feet. President Jamie Bennett says they've been blown away by the support so far.
We've actually been inundated with members of the community that are looking to get behind the family and try and help them out as well, which is really good. It's even people that aren't involved with our club or just part of the community. Lots of people looking to get in behind them and try and support them.
More than $6,300 has been raised to date. Rental growth has continued across the region as supply remains tight. In Newcastle, the current weekly median rent has jumped over 5% compared to this time last year, with an average property setting you back $600 a week. Meanwhile, in the Valley, the figures jumped 3.8% to $550. And about 45,000 people are expected to flock to Nobby's Beach for tomorrow's Anzac Day dawn service. The weather's looking fine for the 5 a.m. start and the four-gun salute to the fallen by the guns at Fort Scratchley. Newcastle RSL sub-branch president Ken Fayle says public transport will start early.
Light rail will start from 3:30. The ferries will run from about the same time on the Stockton side. That's always a good spot to park and get the ferry across and walk up. Then we've got the march starting at 9:10.
The Knights have named their squad to take on the Dolphins at Suncorp this weekend. David Armstrong has been named as a replacement fullback, coming in for injured skipper Kalyn Ponga. Dane Gagai's playing in the centres again this Sunday, while Jacob Safidi is set to notch up his 150th top flight game for the club. Still on footy, and Penrith has named co-captain Nathan Cleary to return against North Queensland.